What's the role of fate or of apparent chance in one's life journey? In the third sicha for Parshas Pinchas, in Lakutas Sichas Chayv Beis, Lubavitcher Rebbe addresses this question, and we're going to study the sicha inside in the original Yiddish. The Rebbe writes, and this is on page 346 in Lakutas Sichas Chayv Beis, Parshas Pinchas Sith Vav. Einer from the Chadushe in Yonim in Parshas Pinchas is the Seder Nachla. One of the topics which is new, which we haven't heard about before in the Torah, which comes up in Parshas Pinchas, is the order of receiving the different inheritances in the land of Israel. They're in the Karbonis, the idea of the animal offerings and the meal offerings, as well as the idea of counting the Jewish people, is also discussed in other parshiyos in a great length. Aber, der Seder HaNachla Bechlal, when Seder Nachla Sayat Sal Befrat, is Mavur in Parshas Pinchas. But the order of inheriting the land of Israel is discussed at great length in Parshas Pinchas. Der Seder HaNachla from Eretz Yisrael is given al pi goyro. Inheriting the land of Israel happened via lots. It was done by a lottery. It was done by fate. As it says, the pasuk tells us, "Ach b'goyrel yicholik es aretz." The land will be split, divided according to a lottery, according to fate. In Gemara and Medrash Mavur, the Gemara in Maseches Bava Basra of Kuchav Beis Amud Aleph, and in Bamidbar Rabba on the pasuk of "Ach b'goyrel yicholik es aretz," explains given al pi goyrel un oich al pi yurn v'tumim. That there were two elements. There was both the element of the lottery, and there was also the element of the Urim V'tumim, of the Kohen Gadol's oracle, deciding what people would get, where people would inherit in the land of Israel. In Plug Darf and Verstein, when you understand the Rebbe says, Bibal, does it say the Chukas Eretz Yisrael in Gashmias? Is Vaila Zoy, does it say the Chukas Eretz Yisrael in Ruchnias? Does it say the Nachlis in Aveda? Is Al Pigayro? So there's an idea which is discussed in Tira Or, in Parshas Vayeshev, of the Alter Rebbe, that the inheritance of the physical places in Israel corresponded to the spiritual tasks that people needed to fulfill. Now, the Rebbe says, it seems a bit strange that one spiritual journey in life, one spiritual path, the part of the earth that one needs to clarify spiritually, should be decided by fate. There's Seder and Aveda Darf Doch Zayin Al Pi Seichem Unit Al Pi Goyro. It would seem, the Rebbe says, that one's path in spiritual worship should be a rational one. It should make sense. And it shouldn't be arbitrary. It shouldn't happen via fate. Thus is L'mayla Mitat V'das. Lotteries and fate aren't things that are rationally explainable. And this Takas Do Yoseid Aveda Is Kabbalas Oil Dafke. It's true, the Rebbe says, that the foundation of everyone's spiritual journey, the foundation of spiritual work, is not trying to figure out whether or not the spiritual work makes sense, but rather is commitment. But the beginning of one's spiritual work, the Rebbe says, for underkleiben, vitzuton, vosman meg, und vosman tornit. When one begins their spiritual work, and when they're choosing what to do, what one should do and what one should not do, darf das sein al pi Torah dafka. That needs to be decided according to the Torah's rational rules. Was das muss sein mit Seichel und Hasaga. And one must make determinations based on their intellectual understanding. Is for was sagt man as die Chalukka, das heißt, der Verandekleiben, und Verandertelen, in Yoni Avidase, was Yosef is al pi Goyer. So why then is it the case that the Torah tells us that the splitting, meaning to say, choosing what to do and constructing what one will do, choosing one's spiritual path, and constructing one's spiritual path should be done based on goyrol, on fate. Nachmer is understandable. Moreover, it's not understood. Vaser zogt ach b'goyrol yecholikas arts. Why is it that the Torah tells us ach only via a lottery, will it be the case that the land shall be split? The Torah should have just said, "Begoyer yichalik saritz." the land will be split via a lottery. Why does it say ach b'goyro? Only with a lottery. Vas ach, that only with, is a miut. That's a diminution. It's a limiting term. The say is the chaluk of darzayin nor al p'goyro. Meaning to say the only way in which one can split the land is through a goyro, is through lottery, is through fate. Ulachoyro darzayin nor al p'tabadas. But seemingly the Rebbe says it should only be, one should only split the land, one should only choose their spiritual path according to what makes sense, what's reasonable, what's rational. In a maimer of Rebbe Tzemach Tzedek, a teaching of the third Lubavitch Rebbe, with the title Ach Begeiro, Azeich Maimorim Shpetetik Rebbeim, as well as Maimorim later Rebbeim. It speaks about the idea of only with a lot will the land be split in one's psyche and one's spiritual work. And according to that explanation, is for enfert oich the oibder metakasha. Can we understand the previous question? Goyrol is lemaila mitam vidas. Lotteries, fate, transcend rationality. They transcend that which you understand. Unchalukas Eretz Yisrael, and the splitting, the division of the land of Israel, muz zayin nor al pi goyro. It must only be done through a goyro, only through fate, vayla. Dechaluka kum fran inyan shalom mayle mitam benas. Because the splitting of the land of Israel, the division of the land of Israel, derives from something which transcends rationality. The explanation for this is, and by way of introduction, Hagamaz yadigid is mechuyav. In ala mitzvahs, although it's the case that every Jew is obligated to fulfill all mitzvahs, fundest vegan nonetheless, zan friend by yeder yidn in yonim yuchadim v'zayn shechtsum befrat. Every Jew has some things which are irrelevant for them as an individual. Isaiah has declared in Tanya, like we learn in Tanya, in Igeres HaKodesh, in the Alter Rebbe's letters, in section 7, Dem inin vosmer gefinin by kama tanoyim v'amiroyim, that we see that there were many various tanoyim and amiroyim, rabbis who lived in the times of the Mishnah and the Talmud, azan given zohar tfei, ner, on yivis and mitzvahs, that they were extraordinarily scrupulous when it came to certain mitzvahs. Design given zar in ala mitzvahs. They were scrupulous when it came to all mitzvahs. Arbin givis in yonim. But when it came to particular ideas, particular mitzvahs, Zayin zegiven zohir tfei. They were particularly scrupulous. Vayal din yonim zayin given shayach tzu zei befrat. Because that thing was relevant to them as an individual. Undurich din yonim. And through those things is given oich the amshach on aliyah fun the ibrik mitzvahs zeira. All the other mitzvahs, the manifestation, the spiritual manifestation of all their mitzvahs, manifests through the channel of their particular mitzvah, their particular portion in life. The shaykh sin yadim einim mitzayin spetziel in yonim is nitkin inyan from tamvadas. The connection of every individual with their particular ideas, with their particular special mitzvahs, is not something which makes sense. It's not rational. Vaser feels with sein Seichel, azer hot ha-shaych speziell zu den Yonim. It's not that one feels with their intellect, they can intellectually determine that I have a particular connection to this idea, to this mitzvah, to this path of worship. Nor. Thus is an infun l'mayel mitam v'das. There is something which is not rational. There's something which transcends the intellect with respect to this. Vos dos is the inyan from goyro. And that is the idea of the lottery. That's the idea of fate. Therefore, ven einir zet as uif agivisir mitzvah hoter halomis vesterim b'yoser. When somebody sees that when it comes to a particular mitzvah, they have particular difficulty in fulfilling the mitzvah, is das haraya. That's a proof. As the mitzvah to imbert ashaiches, that mitzvah has more relevance to this individual. For them gufa, the very fact that the spiritual forces make it such that the person has opposition, the person has tension with respect to that spiritual matter, is Araya as dosis im mer negea. That proves that it's more relevant to him. A befiller is that in ganz need mitzayin seichel the shaychus is hot through dominion. Even if a person cannot at all see with their intellect what connection this idea has to, adraber zed gar as the mitzvah kumtim on shver from under. But rather, the person sees this mitzvah comes harder than others. Other as in ot den mitzvah b'torah hatur nitkin yishmak anatzlacha, or a person sees that in a particular domain of Torah they don't enjoy it or they're not succeeding in it. For this, they nonetheless is their inyan is zayin in miyuchad v'sheshtayachus b'frat. The very fact that a person sees tension, a person sees difficulty, demonstrates that it's relevant to them in particular. On durich dem, and as a result of this, that zayin and aliyah in zayin klos teira mitzvahs, if one strives to overcome the challenge, they'll see a general elevation in their Torah mitzvahs in general. On der farish teltzich liyitzaria zayishtar kandkegin. And that's why it is that one's negative impulses, their yitzahara, stands so strongly against them in their path to prevent them from fulfilling this mitzvah. By elder inyan is im negea b'yoyser. And it's because the mitzvah is particularly relevant to this person. Uvemela, as a result, therefore nit oplozim dem inyan un nemen sich zu andre inyonim. Der adre ab mishtal zayn sich un ton dafke dem inyonim. Weil das ist ihm der Gebeyeser. Und das Gopham, was versteht nicht die Scheiches. Und seht nicht, wie das ist ihm der Gea, das ist eine von der Lammes des Teh. And furthermore, says the Rebbe, a person should not rely on the fact that one's taken by other areas of Torah and other mitzvahs, but the fact that one doesn't see why this particular area of Torah mitzvah is relevant to him is a proof that they should engage in it, because the fact that one does not see the relevance is part of the spiritual challenge. There means v'farshteim v'sashteit ach b'goyer li'cholek as'aretz v'sgoyerol is l'mayel b'tam b'das. This helps explain what the pasuk means when it says that only by a lottery will the land be divided. The lottery transcends one's rationality. In Eretz Yisrael, zayin given v'shid nechalakim. Eretz Yisrael was comprised of different areas, of different parts. Har, Shvela, the Emek, Stelovon, Stepardis. There were the mountains, the valleys, the very deep valleys. There were fields in which one could grow wheat or grains, fields in which one would grow vegetables, where one would grow vineyards. There are a lot of different sorts, a lot of different types of places in the land of Israel, as learned in Sechs Bavabast of Kufchav Bezim Aleph, and the Tzemach Tzedek in Sefer Yomarim Tafresh Chavav explains the relevance of those different parts, those different places in Eretz Yisrael in one's spiritual journey. The Chaluk of us is given as Derhot Gehat Behor, Derhot Gehat Beshvel of Emek. The division that occurred, that some people got a place on the mountain and others got a place in the valley. There it gets the pardis. One person got a field to produce vineyards and orchards. When there it got stay loving. And another person got a field to produce grains. It is thus given loit der shaychus ha-priotis von yedin in Eretz Yisrael. This was as a result of everyone's special connection to the spiritual land of Israel. Was their fard is a rabbi kum di chaluka ba'ifin kazeh in Eretz Yisrael Hagashmas. And as a result of what the one's spiritual path, one's unique spiritual path, that manifested in the physical place that a person would get in the land of Israel. And thus is vas ach begirli yichalek asar. This explains the meaning of only with a lottery, only by faith shall the land be split. While the shaychus and yedrin, so zayin chaylik, is this getting shaychus al pis tam v'das, that everyone's connection to a particular place is not a function of relevance according to rationality, nor dos zan inin from l'mayel b'tam v'das. Our spiritual path doesn't necessarily make sense, transcends rationality. V'os tegmasin l'mata is der inin from goyro. And the paradigm of this in our lived experience is the idea of fate, is the idea of the lottery. Given that this idea has been taught to us, this idea of the lottery, and Torah is eternal, is there any negea uns v'yichot? Given that every idea in the Torah is eternal, for every time and every place, this idea of the lottery of fate is particularly relevant. Yeder einer hotan inim yichot v'se shayach tzu'im b'frat. Everyone has something which is relevant to them as an individual. When kukendik oif dihalomas v'steyun v'ser hotan dem, and disregarding all the challenges that one has in that domain, adir abekanal, and furthermore, just the opposite, the fact that one has challenges demonstrates that this particular thing is more relevant for them. As in them, shtelt zich tzitzara, when one sees that tzitzara stands against them, this particular idea, die Welt gorshtak antkegen, the world, reality, seems to be standing in one's path. Darfur zich mishtel zang mer and mer, das zutan. One should work harder and harder to accomplish this thing. Weil der inyin is shaykh zum biyichud, und durch dem inyin, wird sein amshach av aliyah, euch in seine ibrigen yonim. When one sees that there is opposition to them fulfilling a particular idea, they should work to overcome the opposition. And through overcoming that opposition, they'll see a manifestation and an elevation in all areas of their life. Let's summarize the sicha. So the Rebbe asks, what is the role of fate in one's spiritual service? The Torah tells us in Parshas Pinchas, Ach bigoyro yecholik asaretz. The land shall be divided via a lottery. It will be divided by fate. There's nothing rational deciding about where people will end up living, or seemingly, it's all up to divine providence. The Rebbe tells us, based on a maimer of the Tzemach Tzedek, on the pasuk of Ach Begurli Yecholekas Aretz, that Aretz, earth, symbolizes Rotzen, symbolizes will, and it symbolizes everyone's particular inner spiritual journey, and everyone's time on earth, what one engages with on earth. And when the Torah tells us, Ach b'goyro l'chalekas aretz, the land shall be split up by a goyro, by fate, that means to say that everyone's unique spiritual path is decided by fate and not necessarily what makes sense. Everyone has their own unique mission, and they have their particular thing that they need to do. Obviously, everyone should keep all mitzvahs, but nonetheless, we see by Tanayim and Amirayim that there were mitzvahs in which each individual Tanayim and Amirayim was Zohir Tfei. There were certain mitzvahs which spoke to them, or certain mitzvahs which they were particularly scrupulous about, and that was their thing. So everyone has their thing. But the Rebbe says, it seems that the Torah is telling us this thing that you should be engaged in isn't necessarily rational, but it's decided by fate. And why is that, the Rebbe says? Shouldn't it be the case that everything should be rational? So the Rebbe says, rationality is very relevant on one's spiritual path once one has already figured out what they're meant to do. But in terms of what one is meant to do spiritually in this world, that's much deeper in consciousness, and it's so deep in consciousness that it transcends rationality. But now that we've established that, so one will wonder, so what is it that I should be doing? Is there any particular sign? Now, certainly if one feels drawn to a particular mitzvah, that may be a sign that this particular mitzvah, this particular thing in life, is something that I should be particularly engaged in. But then beyond that, says the Rebbe, sometimes we feel tremendous internal opposition to a certain mitzvah. Or we see that we're not succeeding in learning a certain area of Torah, or we don't enjoy learning a certain area of Torah. So the Rebbe says that might make one think that if I feel internal opposition to this mitzvah, or if I don't enjoy or don't succeed in this area of Torah, that it must be that's not my thing because I don't enjoy it. The Rebbe says, no, just the opposite. The very fact that one feels internal opposition to a certain mitzvah or a certain area of Torah might mean that one's mission in life is centered around that mitzvah, that area of Torah. And instead of running away from what one feels opposition to, one should embrace it and fight against it. Because it could be that the world, it could be that reality, it could be that the Yetzer Hara is fighting against one succeeding in that area, specifically because if one overcomes, if one succeeds in that area, then they'll bring tremendous light to the world, which the Yetzer Hara is trying to hold back from. But ultimately, what we walk away with from this sicha is that ach begoyrel yecholek esa aretz. One spiritual path, the path one ultimately spiritually walks on, won't necessarily rationally make sense. But number one, one should follow their intuition, one should follow their feeling along the spiritual path. But furthermore, when one feels opposition, when one feels tension towards a certain mitzvah or towards a certain area in Torah, it could be that that mitzvah or that area of Torah is the very mitzvah or the very area of Torah that fate, that the lottery has chosen for them to fulfill and for them to excel in.